It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Remember the word that we put on picture yesterday? Let's just look at it right now. I'm sure it's here. There it is. Hi. Just put a picture on now. There's a picture of some houses. And here's a picture of a house that I want to show you. I met an old friend of mine last night. His name is Mr. DeSalvo. And he's going to come see us a little later. But this is a picture of a house that he made out of sugar. See that? All those little sugar cubes. I'm going to take these sugar cubes to the kitchen and try to do something with them. I don't know how he keeps these sugar cubes together. This is sugar sculpturing. I have to wash my hands before I touch the sugar, because that is food. Let me see how we can build with these sugar cubes. They're called sugar cubes because they're made of sugar and they're cubes. I wonder how many I can put up there before they fall. Take a look at them while I build with them. Take a careful look at them. Look carefully. Listen carefully. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. If you will look carefully, listen. That's a way to keep on growing carefully. Look, 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 and listen. Oh, maybe that's Mr. DeSalvo now. I want him to see this coming. That's look pretty. Come along. Yes, it is. Hello, Guy.
Oh, hi, Finn.
Come in.
How are you today?
Good. I'd like you to meet my friend, my television friend. This is Mr. DeSalvo. Come in. I've been trying to build with this.
Did you try it already? Yeah. I got some stuff with me.
But you know, these don't stay together.
Oh, what'd you put in there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, I got something like...
What do you need? Sit down.
Thank you.
See, I was just making designs with them. It's fun to work with them, isn't it?
It isn't. I got some with me, which I put them together.
What is it?
Egg white and powdered sugar.
With
a little touch of lemon.
Oh, egg white, powdered sugar.
A little touch of lemon juice.
And a little lemon juice.
So it makes it like glue, really it's only sugar.
Ha.
It's even eatable.
You mean you put it like this?
Right. And take just a little bit.
Yeah.
Put them together in the cubes. And when you get it in, you can stick.
Aha. And then that holds together.
Together. And in a little while, it will be hard.
I see. Well, you must have had to use a lot of sugar cubes.
Yes, it takes quite a few pieces.
And a lot of that to
make
this.
A lot of this, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you make it look like the bricks?
Like the bricks? I show you right now. I have some with me which I dyed already before.
Oh, there's your
with room. Some red food coloring.
Oh, red food coloring, I
yes.
see.
And it will be all in it, right. Then, I got this little thing with me.
There's a file, huh?
Right. Only got to make them a little mark.
Oh-ho.
See? And make it look like it is two pieces of brick.
Two bricks, then.
Two bricks, right. So when you build them together, instead of cutting the whole piece in half, only one, and make it look like two.
I see. Well, could I try this one?
Sure.
That's great. Well, you've solved the mystery, because I sure didn't know how to hold these together. No, but I wonder if I could borrow this for a little while.
Sure, Fred. I can leave it all to you.
Oh, good.
Yes, you can use it.
Where could we see this real house?
Oh, this real house is over Elsie Neal's. You can go and take a look of all the... There's quite a few more pieces in there, too.
Oh,
little
good.
Basket and a small house, too.
When will they be ready?
Oh, in about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, good. You okay, well, we go over there then. Well, thank you,
I gotta go now, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you, Guy.
For inviting me in here.
Oh, well, you know, I...
Thank you.
My friend and I are interested in many things.
Sure.
And when I see something like that, I like to share it with them.
Sure.
See you soon.
Bye now. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Guy.
Bye.
See you soon. One of my old friends. Yeah. Come. Let me see what I could do here. What did he say? Egg white and powdered sugar and a little bit of lemon juice. That does work. How could we make our neighborhood of make-believe here? You think that could be the castle? Maybe this could be the factory. This could be the tree. This would be Lady Elaine's museum go-round. And the platypus's mound. Let's have this over here for Daniel's clock. I've been thinking about Daniel since yesterday. You know, I don't think that that was Daniel's imaginary friend that made that milk come down and spoil that cake. No. Remember that purple cow? Or was it somebody dressed like a purple cow? Why don't we find out more about that in the neighborhood of make-believe now, with Daniel at his clock and Lady Eberlin coming to visit.
Didn't spill that milk all over the cake. Aren't you sure? That's what I thought. But who do you suppose it was? I don't know either.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady Evelyn. I was talking with Malcolm Apricot Dingo.
Oh, I thought you must be. Are you sure that Malcolm isn't the one who spilled all the milk over Harriet's cake yesterday?
I'm sure. I even asked him, and he's sure, too.
Oh, Daniel, yesterday you said something about that you'd seen a purple cow over at someplace else.
It really did look like a purple cow. It really did.
It's not another imaginary friend, is it?
Oh, no. I really saw it. You know, I just pretend my imaginary friend. But this looked like a real purple cow.
I never saw a purple cow.
Well, if you find the one I saw, please let me know about it. Because Malcolm Apricot Dinko did not spill all that milk.
Okay, Daniel. I believe you. I think I'm going over and ask Lady Elaine.
I didn't see her there yesterday.
I didn't either, but I'm going to ask her anyway.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Daniel.
Goodbye. And Malcolm says goodbye, too.
Bye-bye, Malcolm. A sign. Look carefully. Listen carefully. What do you suppose that sign is doing up the museum?
Yeah, it surely was a nice cake. Well, I think it was just terrible how the whole thing turned out.
Meow, 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 nice, meow, meow, party, meow, Harriet, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, I'm not sure.
Meow, 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 Malcolm, apricot, meow, 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 meow.
Daniel assures me that it was not Malcolm.
Well, who could have done such a thing? I mean, it was almost like magic the way that milk came out of the sky. You know, just down and plop right on.
Meow, right on, meow.
Like magic.
Meow, 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 magic, meow, meow.
Yes, didn't you think it looked like magic, sort of?
Are you suggesting that it might have been a little boomerang-type magic?
Hey, I never thought of that.
Meow did.
But Lady Elaine wasn't there, was she?
Meow didn't see her.
But Daniel is sure that he saw a purple cow.
You don't suppose that...
Meow, 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 possible.
Well, I came past the museum and there was a sign up. It said, look carefully and listen carefully. So I'm going to go back to the museum and do just that.
Look and listen some more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let us know if you find the mystery, will you?
I sure will.
Meow, 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 meow.
Cow costume. It is. Purple cow costume. Do you suppose that it came from Lady Elaine's planet? Planet Purple? Purple... Purple cow costume. Cow costume.
Hello.
Hello.
I see you found it.
I looked and listened carefully.
Well, what do you think of it?
Oh, I think you've been wearing it.
So what?
So, you must have needed a costume.
That Harriet Elizabeth Cow isn't the only one who can do great things around here.
Did you think she was the only one?
Lady Evelyn, report to the castle immediately.
He's not the only one either.
Of course he's not, Lady Lynn. He's not saying he is. Neither is Miss Cow.
I can do great things, too.
Everybody knows that, Lady Lynn. But I wonder if you really believe it.
Do you like that Harriet Cow, or do you like me?
I like you both.
Do you like her better?
I just met her a few days ago.
You like her better, don't you?
I'll tell you, I didn't like that cake getting all splattered with milk yesterday. I don't think that's any way to make anybody like you.
I'll give you this sugar house if you'll like me.
Oh, Lady Elaine... This sugar house would be very nice to have. But I don't need to have this sugar house to like you. I don't even need a sugary Lady Elaine. All I want is the Lady Elaine I know and need.
Niece Evelyn, I said immediately.
Oh, Lady Lane, I'd better...
Oh, just you wait a minute here. Hello, Lady... Polificate? Get me the Friday on the phone. Hello, Friday? Cut it out with your calling for Evelyn. She and I are having an important talk, and she'll come over there when she's good and ready. Did you hear me?
Mm. Lady Lane, there isn't anybody else around here who can talk to him the way you do.
Good or bad?
It's just that we need you to be who you are, Lady Elaine. You don't have to be like anybody else for people to like you.
Not even a cow?
Not even like a cow.
After you have your talk with Friday, will you come back here for a spell?
Sure I will. You have lots of things to look at and listen to at your museum.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Lane, could I borrow this? A lot of people thought it was a magic purple cow, and I'd like to just show them.
Oh, you can have it if you like. I don't think I'll need it now.
See you later, then.
Meow-meow, purple cow, meow.
A purple cow costume.
Oh, with a lot of feelings inside, I bet.
There sure were. Mm. See you later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle. Meeting canceled.
With that meeting canceled, Lady Evelyn could go back and talk with Daniel and have another visit with Lady Elaine, too. Maybe Lady Elaine did that thing that she did because she was afraid that the neighbors didn't like her anymore or didn't need her anymore now that Harry Elizabeth Cow was there. Babies are new people when they come home. And older children sometimes wonder if people have forgotten about them and the good things that they can do. Yeah. When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy, it's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler, it can wet and it can coo, but there's one thing it can never be exactly like you. You were there before the baby, now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother in the chair. You're a very special person. You are special to your mom. And your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you and a special place for baby, right inside the family, too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Only one person in the whole world like you. And I'd like you to come with me to Elsie Neal's now. We should be able to see the real sugar house there. Come along to Elsie Neal's shop.
Hi, Fred.
Hi,
how
Elsie.
Are you?
Fine, thanks. You okay?
I'm fine.
I heard I could see some sugar art here.
Oh, yes. Come
Mr.
right
DeSalvo's
over here.
Mr. DeSalvo's things. Where?
I had just cleared a space for
it?
This. This is it.
Oh, we saw a picture of it, but I had no idea it would look like that.
Yes, it's quite large.
All of it made with sugar cubes.
It's quite nicely done. Here's some smaller pieces.
Oh, a little basket. It had a sugar cubes. Must be his hobby.
Yes, it's his hobby. Mr. DeSalvo, as you know, is a chef.
Yes. Look at that, with noodles on the roof. Boy, he's thought of all kinds of ways to work with sugar, hasn't he?
Yes, it's very interesting. Oh, I was working on a hobby of mine. Would you like to see some puppets?
Sure. I noticed this one. You were putting pipe cleaners in for the whiskers, huh?
Yes.
Put him on, would you?
All right. There he is.
That is a sock, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a very attractive sock.
Would you have any purple socks?
Yes, I think you might find
I'd like to make a purple cow. There's one.
A purple cow? Why do you want to make a purple cow?
Oh, we've been thinking about Lady Elaine Fairchild in the neighborhood of make-believe with a purple cow costume. And just thought it'd be nice to make a purple cow puppet.
Well, have you seen the McFeely's cow?
Oh, it's a beauty. Yes. Harriet, they call it.
Oh, my.
I even milked it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never milked a cow.
Oh, you should go over and try. It's really great. How could I get this so that the snoot comes out like a cow more?
Well, you can use something that we have on the table here. How about one of these?
Oh,
I've been using them. You can just grip your fingers in it like that and put your thumb under the bottom and
press it through.
Right.
Like
that. That's it.
Oh, but inside.
Inside.
Oh.
And give it a little frame to, you know, there. How's that?
Oh, that'll.
Does
be
that
good.
Look like a cow to you? I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Need some ears and
All right.
eyes.
I don't have too much here, so we'll just work with what we have. Let's see, the ears would go about here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This one would go about here.
I like to make sounds.
That's a cow sound, all right.
What would you use for eyes?
Let's try these. I've been using these for eyes, and I thought you might be looking around for something.
Oh, good.
Are they in the right place? I think so. I think a cow's eyes are more on the side, though, don't you? There. Oh, that's better.
You can put them anywhere for pretend, can't you?
There. How's that?
Thank you, Mrs. Neal.
You're welcome, purple cow.
What can I put on her for some dressing?
Well, look maybe around.
Maybe a sock like that would be nice.
Can
you
tell?
You want
to make
a shawl or
a shawl? How's that?
Just fine. Good. Could I pay you for this?
Well, you can have that. That's on the house.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Someday you should buy something from Mrs. Neal. Well, I will buy something from Mrs. Neal someday. I like the things she has here.
Well,
I have
good.
Bought things, haven't I,
Certainly
when I've come
you
over?
Have.
Goodbye, Mrs. Neal.
Goodbye, purple cow.
See you, Elsie.
All right, thanks for coming
Thank
by.
You. Hello.
So long.
Oh. Where's the puppet? There it is. And there's so many children who make puppets talk so well. Yeah, they make them talk about important things. And older children, too. One time when I was teaching at a school, there was a 13-year-old girl who made great puppet talks with her puppets. I'll just leave this here. Someday we may need it. Time to clean the things up in the kitchen. That was big, wasn't it, that house? Boy, Mr. DeSalvo's a real artist. Keep all those sugar cubes in there. Put these back. There, now these are the things that we'll take back to him. Well, we've done a lot today together. Fish, do you need a little food? There. We'll be back tomorrow. I like to think of the times when we'll be back together again. Yeah, gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how, don't you? By just your being you. Mm-hmm. Only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.